quote.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go. Level up. 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 Level up.
Welcome to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. It's Thursday, November 19th, and my topic today is the letter G. I'm going to do a little different today because I thought I would do my radio business first for latecomers to the show so that it's just all content when you show up. So let's do this first. Stand by.
A big cow's thanks goes out to Heidi at ShipshapeSystems.com for her support of community radio. Heidi works to help clients bring body, mind, and spirit in harmony using a process called conscious connected breathing. To find out more about her service, you can visit ShipshapeSystems.com.
We thank Mac Daddy Repairs for their ongoing support. They are a West County computer and phone repair center featuring on-site and remote support. They're located at 301 North Main Street in Sebastopol and can be reached by email at support@macdaddyrepairs.com or by phone at 707-861-9403.
Programming on Cows is made possible through underwriters like Occidental dentist Andre Shevchuk. Dr. Shevchuk offers a full range of dental care. His offices are located in Occidental at 4066 Bohemian Highway, and you can reach his office by calling 707-874-2447.
Cows Radio thanks Cloverdale Connect for their support. Cloverdale Connect delivers their free paper every month to homes, businesses, and post office boxes in the greater Cloverdale area. They are also available online at CloverdaleConnect.com.
Okay, we have a few announcements. A current event is KC Turner Presents invites you to experience music, dining, drink, and a good time with friends and neighbors. Some great music is coming your way at Hop Monk Sebastopol's Tavern and Abbey. Here's what's in store over the next couple of months. Friday, February 20th, that's tomorrow, at 8 p.m. in the Abbey, David Nelson with Banana and the Bunch. And Saturday, March 21st at 8 p.m. in the Abbey, Mouths of Babes. For more details and ticket information, visit www.hopmonk.com/Sebastopol. There's also another event here. Let me grab the flyer if I'm able. The Arlene Francis Center presents Oscars Wilde, with Stand Up by Oliver Graves. A portion of the proceeds for this event will benefit the Living Room Center, support services for women and children in Santa Rosa. This is an improv celebration of movies, an evil comedy production. Saturday, February 21st at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30, featuring short form, long form, drinks, music, audience suggestions, good times. 99 6th Street in Santa Rosa, California. $15 at the door. No one will be turned away for lack of funds. So that's like a improv comedy show coming up on Saturday. We have our promotion announcement. The show we're promoting right now is called Roots of Rock. Start your week with positive vibrations, peace, and tranquility weekly, with blessings and hope for all. Join Brother MJ, Michael John, every Sunday at 7 early morning for 2 hours of the very best of music, comedy, and fancy tickling banter as he takes a stroll down memory lane. Special requests can be made by emailing mj@mcn.org. Brighter weeks are always ahead on KOWS Community Radio in Occidental, so tune in at 92.5 FM in Sonoma County or KOWSFM.com, where we are streaming worldwide. I've listened to The Roots of Rock on Sunday morning many, many times. It's a good show. And MJ is a great DJ. MJ the DJ. Okay, PSA, the California Bluegrass Association has been dedicated to the preservation of bluegrass, gospel, and old-time music since 1975, sponsoring concerts and music camps throughout California. They have been a longtime supporter of KOWS Radio, and we encourage you to get involved in their mission. For more information, they can be reached at 310-207-5114. You can also find out more about them online at cbaweb.org. That's the California Bluegrass Association. Okay, check the box. That is my radio business. Now, for the topic of the day. So last night I was watching the Olympics and listening to some of the interviews that they do, you know, the human interest part of the Olympics. And the word that kept coming up was gratitude, and the people talking about how much gratitude they had for their families who were supporting them, for their, you know, coaches, et cetera, et cetera. Just gratitude to have the, you know, ability, God-given or combination of a gift from God and decades of training to be able to do what they're doing on the world stage. So I started thinking about gratitude, and then I was like, well, I don't really have a topic for tomorrow, so maybe I'll do the letter G. So the first word I came up with was gratitude. And from the time that my girls were little, gratitude was our attitude. And we used to do like journaling at night, write 5 things that we're grateful for. So gratitude has always been a big part of my life. And I have a lot to be grateful for. I've talked at length on this show about my upbringing and, you know, some of the darker things that have happened in my life. But at the end of the day, I am covered in gratitude for the experiences I've had, the places I've been able to live, the trips I've been able to take, the family I've been able to create, the young women I've been able to raise, the business my husband has been able to build, the countless families in our business who we love and who love us back, just on and on and on and on and on. My sister, dear, true, longtime friends. So gratitude is a big deal for me. I made a list of a bunch of other G words, but one of the G words in my list is generation. And the reason that I picked that word is because I was so curious, like, how did we ever get to this where we were naming the generations? Like, when did that start? So I did a little research, and the beginning of the kind of the concept of what generation are you from started with the quote unquote silent generation, which was, you know, early in the World War II era. And I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt, maybe. I might be wrong about that. But the first generation that we recognize as like having a like a code name was the silent generation. Now, the next generation that we're all familiar with is the baby boomers. And that was from 1946 to 1964. So I am a baby boomer, such a boomer. This is shaped by post-war optimism and social change. Hello, that could be on my epitaph. Optimism and social change. The next generation is Gen X, which is 1965 to 1980. These are the latchkey kids. They're independent and resourceful. And I think, personally, I know a lot of Gen Xers. Now, the millennials are 1981 to 1996. This is digital natives, ambitious, and tech savvy. This is kind of the beginning of the, you know, the group of, or the generation where, you know, they kind of have all the video gaming and all that, you know, tech, because it was the beginning of that part of our lives, the beginning of this digital world. The next generation is Gen Z. That's 1997 to 2012. These are socially conscious, digitally fluid, and as my husband says, fragile. The Gen Z kids are real fragile in a lot of ways. You know, they went to school at a time where everyone gets an award. You know, we're not hurting anyone's feelings. There's a lot of gentle parenting. There's a lot of permissiveness. Not permissiveness like, you know, go run the streets, but permissiveness like, you know, they'll sleep when they're tired. They'll eat when they're hungry. You know, kind of a maybe, what could be the word for that? I mean, it's not really abstract, but just there's no confines around what, when, or how things can happen. And I think this, the Gen Z generation is maybe struggling a little bit to get going in their life. You know, they're very socially conscious. You know, a lot of them are professional students, you know, just as a way to avoid the things in life that are unavoidable, working, you know, getting a home, those kind of things. I mean, we have a wide range of individuals that work in our company, and, you know, there's definitely some Gen Z people, but they're not the norm. They're different. And then the last generation, or the most recent generation, is the Generation Alpha, because you get to Z, then you got to go back to A. And that's kids born 2013 to 2025. This is the youngest generation growing up in a hyper-connected world. So generational boundaries are fluid and influenced by various factors. Knowing your generation is more than just a label. It's about understanding your place in the world. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. And I thought to myself, gosh, when do we start naming generations? But that's when we started doing it, back in the silent generation, which was, you know, the World War II people. I put this question out on my social media, like, what's your favorite G word? And my friend Shannon put glamorous, and I have glamour on my list. My sister-in-law Sherry put genius, generous, and graceful. I do have generous, and I have grace, but graceful, yeah. My friend Susan put giver, and then she said, as in you, which I thought that was very sweet. Giver was not on my list. My trainer said gargantua, which is funny because when I was at the gym this morning, I told him his favorite word was golf, and he knew it because he's obsessed with golf. But my next word on my list is growth. And, you know, that's what my show is about. Level Up with Dani is all about growth, personal growth, growing your wellness, growing your health, mental, physical, emotional health. So growth is a good G word. I have grounding on my list because I talked about getting grounding sheets and plugging them into the grounding outlet and, you know, if that was better for me or worse for me. I really didn't notice a difference, but I do like to do grounding where you stand barefoot in the grass, plant your feet and kind of center yourself and meditate. I think sometimes when the world feels overwhelming or your feelings inside of you are overwhelming, whether that's anxious or afraid or sad, to go outside and stand in the grass. Find a patch of grass and stand there, whether it's hot or cold outside. Okay. It doesn't matter because you're grounding yourself and the energy from the universe is feeding you. Now, my next word is gross, and I think there's a lot of gross things right now. I'm listening to a book called Nobody's Girl, and it's the story of, I'm going to pronounce her name correctly. It's the story of Virginia Roberts Giuffre, which is the Epstein girl. She was one of his first victims. And my friend Kathy read this book, and she said to me, you're not going to want to read it, you know, based on your personal history. This is going to be a really hard book for you to read. And I decided that instead of reading it, I would listen to it. And it's gross. He's gross. Ghislaine Maxwell is gross. They're gross human beings. They're disgusting. They're vile. They're predators. And anyone that participated in their web of depravity is gross. And I hope all of them burn. My next word is grace. That's my daughter's name, as everybody knows. But I also think grace is something that we have to give to people. People need grace. There are many times in our lives where we have conversations with someone, we're in a business meeting with someone, we have an interaction with someone, friend, family, foe, personal, professional, and their behavior, their words, their belief system, their moral compass or lack thereof is offensive to us or hurts us or challenges us in a way that's uncomfortable. And instead of attacking, instead of defending your position, instead of checking them off the list, don't like them, we'll never speak to them again, I like to give those people grace. I like to think to myself, when they know better, they're going to do better. Right now, I'm going to give them grace. So that's the kind of grace that I'm talking about. My next word on my list was gentrification. And this concept about going into communities that are economically challenged and either buying up property, pushing poverty out of an area and turning it into something a little more bougie or white, whether it's ethnic gentrification or it's architectural gentrification or it's just blatant cleansing gentrification, that is happening in a lot of places around our country. And with this gentrification, something that kind of goes hand in hand with that is this gerrymandering to not only, quote unquote, purify the area, get the poverty out, turn it white, and then gerrymander it so that it becomes Republican voting bloc. These things actually happen in America, and as you would imagine, it's quite controversial. Those are two G words, gentrification and gerrymandering. My next word is goals. Now, in the Level Up with Dani wellness world, I have chosen to set goals for myself. They weren't hard and fast goals. They were kind of abstract. With the exception of my goal, which was achieved the minute I set the goal to stop consuming alcohol, every other goal has had benchmarks of progress. So I started Pilates, and I mean, I guess my goal was to commit myself to doing Pilates once a week. And then I expanded that to 2 times a week. And then the goal was to, you know, be able to expand my exercises on the reformer. And then the last time I went to Pilates, she has like this apparatus. I don't even know what it's called, but it's kind of like a Pilates chair, kind of, but you do leg extensions and curls on it. You can also do like pull-ups or push-ups. I haven't used it, but I've seen some things on my TikTok, and my Pilates instructor said the next time I go that we're going to work on it. So that'll be on Monday. So I'm excited about that. But, you know, I set goals like kind of like achievement levels, not hard and fast goals. Like I need to lose 10 pounds and I need to, you know, build 5 pounds of muscles, or, you know, I want to see the muscle down the side of my leg. I mean, these things happened, but they weren't tangible goals. Like it was hard set goal. Like today my trainer said to me, you know, since you've been working out with me, like you've lost a lot of weight. Like how much weight do you think you've lost? And, you know, I said a number and he goes, I think more than that. And I was like, well, you know, whatever. I still need to lose 5 more pounds. And he said, is there a woman on the planet who doesn't say she needs to lose 5 more pounds? And none of those things I just said begin with the letter G. So we're moving on to glamour or glamorous, as my friend Shannon said. So I'm all about glamour. I love glamour. I love the hair, the makeup, the fashion, the accessories, the events, the red carpets, the fancy dinners. I'm obsessed with those things. I feel like if I don't wake up in the morning and get ready for my day, and put together an outfit, some hair, do my makeup, put on some jewelry, get a cute handbag, and hit the streets, like go out into the world, 100% put together. If I don't do that, like I just don't leave the house, period, end of report. And I know that there are different levels of glamour and what people consider glamorous, but for me, it's the whole package. My next G word is girls. So girls, girls, girls. So the thing about girls is I have girls. I have 2 daughters and I'm all about girl power. I'm all about girl empowerment. There's a lot of that in the Olympics. And I was just reading this article about why in the Olympics, the female sports are so popular. They're very, very televised. It's a real, like, it's something that's really, really popular. But outside of the Olympics, like the WNBA or girls soccer or girls basketball, well, that's WNBA, but even college, girl sports in college, like it just doesn't get the attention that the boys' sports get. And, you know, it was the question of this article was kind of like, oh, what's the phenomenon in that? I wish I knew. I mean, I wish I knew why it has to be like every 4 years, an Olympic moment for us to focus on the strength, the poise, the professionalism, the beauty, the grit of these female athletes. And I think we're all seeing that in the Olympics right now. A lot of these winter sports are just, I mean, mind-boggling to me. I can't imagine any of the skiing events or the jumping events or the snowboarding events. I mean, all those look like to me just death-defying. And I'm not into any of those. They're scary to me, but everyone loves to watch them. and root for them. I mean, last night you should have seen me cheering for Mikayla Shiffrin. I was like, come on, girl, you can do this. This is it. Redeem yourself. Redemption. This is your race. And I was wild with excitement when she won. And it said she had like 80 World Cup wins. And I can tell you, outside the Olympics, I've probably never seen a single race. And isn't that kind of interesting? Okay, I asked around, as I told you, for people to give me their G words. I'm going to go to my sister. She responded to my call out. And where's her list? Oh, I think I have to go into her message. She said, greed, which greed, oh boy. So greed many times goes hand in hand with power, and greed is negative, whereas power isn't necessarily negative. I think people who covet things and are greedy for things oftentimes mistake this feeling of wanting more, and they equate it with power, and those are not the same. She has gratitude on there. We talked about that. She said garlic. So I don't like real garlic, like minced garlic, like to chop it up or anything. First of all, it just the way it makes my hands smell, even though I have that metal cleaner thing to get the garlic and onion smell off your hands. But I like garlic salt, like I like garlic bread, but I don't like garlic per se. And I think it's one of those things that when you eat it, sometimes it repeats on you and sticks with you, whether that's your breath or your body odor. So I'm not a big garlic fan. She put garage on here, which I think she means the place where you park your car. But it's funny because I was talking to my younger daughter this morning, and wait till I tell you her words. But she was telling me that she was shopping for her roommate because her birthday's tomorrow. So happy birthday, Claire, on your birthday tomorrow. No, not tomorrow, the 21st, on Saturday. And she said she wants something from Garage, which is a store. So that was funny. I don't know why my sister mentioned Garage. Maybe because her garage is full of stuff and they can't even park their cars in there. Could be that. I think that's a trigger word for her. Her next word was gabapentin, which if you have nerve pain, this is your baby. Although if you have nerve pain and gabapentin is your baby, there are side effects. And I've taken gabapentin on and off since I broke my neck in 2009. Somebody do the math, 16 minus 9. For 17 years ago, that's what I used, gabapentin for nerve pain. And one of the side effects that I suffered, I was on a pretty high dose, maybe like 600 milligrams units. Like I'm taking insulin, 600 milligrams. And I had a lot of side effects. So I don't take it. I do have a prescription for it because I still have nerve pain. I just got a message from my sister. Apparently she parks her car in the garage. I know half of her garage is an exercise studio. And I know half of the garage has like a little wall so that her dogs can go out the door and go out the side garage door to go potty. So I misspoke. If you drive by her house, you're not going to see her car out there. She's either at work or that stuff's in the garage. So I'm begging the pardon. Okay, gabapentin. Her last word was government. And when I read all the lists to my two daughters, my older daughter said, oh, you're going to get all over that government word, aren't you, Mom? And I said, you know what? I'm probably just going to say government was one of the words. Because I talk about the government a lot, the failure of it. Are we in a government shutdown right now? We actually might be. Okay, I'm going to buzz through the last six words, and then I'm going to play some music. I created a whole playlist with songs that begin with the letter G. Kid you not. And I took it from other playlists that already exist. So my younger daughter said her first word was grand dogs. She has two dogs, and My husband and I are the grandparents to the two dogs. One of the dogs is a golden retriever, so there's another G word. And then she said her other G word was G-spot. She's like, you know, finding it and stuff, da-da-da-da. And I said, oh, those must be related because 20-somethings and young 30-somethings are not having kids. So the only kind of grandparents that we can be is to dogs. So we're grandparents to dogs. We're granddog parents. So apparently people are not only not finding the G-spot, but they're not impregnating either. So I thought that was kind of funny. My older daughter, her word was gem, G-E-M, because she calls people that. She says, what a gem, or you're such a gem, which is interesting. She sounds like a grandmother, but in many ways, she's an old soul. And then her other word was G-string, but she said it because she said, I can't believe Leah didn't say G-string. And I said, oh, she said G-spot instead. And then we got into a big discussion about how a G-string and a G-spot both could lead to the same thing. And I won't tell you the conversation. And then Grace and I decided on what my husband's two G words would be. The first one is gambling, because he does love to gamble. He's a gambling man, a rambling gambling man. And golden retrievers, because he's obsessed with my younger daughter's golden retriever bandit. He's like, he hangs the moon, in my husband's opinion. Like, he literally says every day, I miss Bandit so much. I mean, he loves Bentley too, but we've never had golden retrievers, and you know, it's kind of an obsession of his. I don't think more obsessed than he is with gambling, but maybe. I'm going to go to my sister-in-law's list. Genius. She's a genius, literally, based on the IQ test. Generous. I think generosity is something that kind of goes hand in hand with the word giver. You know, givers never take, and takers never give. And that can go out exponentially. If you know someone who's just always on the take, trying to get something for nothing, trying to work over a system, trying to find the easy way out, da 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 da, they're very rarely generous people. Not only do they not give financially, but they're not generous in spirit. They don't give you time. They don't give you attention. They're not generous. They're not givers. They're takers. And that is their personality. Graceful, we talked about that. Gargantua, I don't know. I mean, is that huge? Enormously huge? I guess. And then golf, which... So I live on a golf course. Have for like 30 years. Our house is on a golf course here in Santa Rosa. We have a second home in Arizona, also on a golf course. My husband does not golf. Everyone golfs. He has lots of friends that golf. People always say, why don't you golf? And it's just not a sport for him. Now, I don't golf either. What a shock. But I like golf. Like, I'm intrigued by golf. I watch golf on TV. My grandma Carrie Jane used to always love to watch the Masters. She loved the Golden Bear. What's his name? Jack Nicklaus. And ironically, today is the anniversary, if you celebrate, if you call that an anniversary. I don't know, do you? Of the day of her death. She died, I'm going to tell you how many years ago. My cousin posted it, and I was like, oh, wow. Am I going to be able to find it? I will, if I just look up my cousin, because that'll be the quickest way. There she is. My cousin Kellyanne. She says, 23 years ago, we lost this beautiful, strong woman. Her maiden name was Kelly. She was Carrie Jane Kelly. And my cousin Kellyanne is named after Grandma Carrie Jane. And I'm Danny Jane after Carrie Jane. My daughter Leah is Leah Jane after Danny Jane and Carrie Jane. So 23 years ago, we lost Grandma Carrie Jane. Where did that? Oh, golf. I was like, why was I talking about that? Yeah, golf. So I don't play golf, but I like to watch it on TV. And I really think that if I was healthy, like didn't have rheumatoid arthritis, and I started playing golf, that my short game would be enviable. I just feel like I've got the knack for that. I don't know. Could be wrong. American Idol's on. I'm obsessed watching it. I watched the last recorded version of the last tryouts, and there were some really good people. So the first song I'm going to play is I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, because gonna is in there, and that's a G word. So let me play this song, then I'll come back, then I'll play another song, and on and on and on. You know how it goes. I've got some new songs to play, too, that don't begin with G, but I think I want you guys to hear them. So I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
I just am never going to be over that song. I love it so much. Here's some of the other songs that I got from my other playlist. I have Good S-H-I-T Happens by Michael Franti and Spearhead. Good News by Shaboozey. I have the song He Stopped Loving Her Today because it's by George Jones. I have Good Day for a Good Day, and that's Michael Franti and Spearhead. I have Goodbye Carolina by the Marcus King Band, and I might play that one. I have Gaslighter by the Chicks. I have Growing Up and Getting Old by Luke Combs. I played that last week. Now, I have three other songs that I want to play. They don't begin with G, but they're songs that hit me. When I heard them, I was like, oof, got to put that in the playlist. So I'm going to play those, but first I want to say that I forgot my most favorite G word, and I kind of can't believe I forgot it. It's Gucci. Gucci. I love Gucci. Anything Gucci. Gucci belt. Gucci handbag. Gucci tote bag, Gucci shoes, Gucci clothes, Gucci scarf, Gucci sunglasses, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. Okay, Gucci. Then I'm going to play this song. Okay, it's by Tyler Braden. It's called Try Losing One. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to tell you what I'm doing this weekend.
It's hard to get a number. It's hard to get that dance. It's hard to talk a girl into ditching all her friends. It's hard to get that first kiss. It's hard to make one fall. It's hard to get the courage up to give her dad a call. And if all that ain't hard enough, try losing one. Try walking through the door of an empty house. Try staring at the wall, pouring whiskey out. Try living with knowing that you let her down. Try trying like hell not to think about that hurt in her eyes as she turned around. It's hard to come home early when last call comes so late. Pride is hard to swallow and sorry is hard to say. And taking her for granted is an easy thing to do. And if you want to see the kind of hell a girl can put you through, try losing one. Try walking through the door of an empty house. Try staring at the wall, pouring whiskey out. Try living with knowing that you let her down. Try trying like hell not to think about that hurt in her eyes as she turned around. If you think finding a girl you can't live without is the hardest thing you've ever done, try losing one. Try losing one. Try missing her every night, holding on, barely getting by. Love like that, it might be hard to find. We'll try.
Isn't that just, oh my gosh, you could just cry listening to it. Everyone's got a story like that, right? Whew. You've either been lost or you're the one they lost. We can all relate. Anyways, so tomorrow I'm flying to St. Louis with my friend Peggy. We're going to go and spend the weekend, and Saturday night we're going to see Eric Church in concert. Now, I've never seen Eric Church in concert before. He was here in town for the country summer one year, but for some reason, we missed that night that he was performing. I'm not sure why, but my Peggy loves Eric Church. She said, he's my Bruce Springsteen. And that's all she needed to say. I get it. So she really wanted to see him. And her daughter, Miranda, is having a baby. She's due March 6th. So, you know, we needed to get, she needed to get a concert in before the baby comes. It's going to be her first grandchild. It's a boy. They don't know the name yet. Well, they do, but they're not telling anyone. So she's like, I want to go and see him in St. Louis, but I don't have anyone to go with. I'm like, I'll go with you. So I've been brushing up on my Eric Church music. She just told me that the opening act is 49 Winchester, which neither one of us know who that is, but I listened to some of their songs. You know, they're fine. They're good. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. Tonight, I'm going to the Warriors game. It's the Warriors versus the Celtics. And we're going with our friends, Daryl and Kelly Weiss. Daryl Weiss loves the Celtics. Don't know how or why or where that came from. He's a California boy through and through. But that's his team. So the four of us are going. It should be fun. And then I leave tomorrow morning. I told you I'm listening to the book Nobody's Girl. I'm also reading a book called Theo of Golden by Alan Levi. This book is so good. The story is, it's just a page turner. Not like, ooh, this is so exciting. It's more like, I want more. This is juicy. This is so good. This is gratitude, kindness. It's genius. It's amazing. So I highly recommend Theo of Golden. It's a New York Times bestseller. I have the actual book that I hold in my hand and turn the pages. It's wonderful. I want to give a little shout out to my friends, Susan and John Dove. John Dove suffered a medical situation a few weeks ago, and he's at home recuperating with his lovely wife right by his side. And, you know, keep them in your prayers. It's a long road, marathon, not a sprint. That's what she said to me in her text today. And I've been down that road, so I know what that feels like. Okay, I heard this song. I don't know if I heard it like in a figure skating thing or where I heard it, but I just heard it and I was like, what is that song? And I found it. I'm going to play it. It's called Dear Anxiety. It's by Blue Eyes, which is BLU with a schwa, the two dots over the U. Blue Eyes. So let's hear Dear Anxiety and then we'll come back and see what else we got.
Dear Anxiety, I see you. Feel you fill in the space in my chest. Dear Anxiety, I hear you screaming and trying to protect me, but you don't have to worry. I promise that I'm safe. We don't need to shut this body down or try to run away. I promise we're okay. So I'll just sit here with you a while and watch as you fade away. Dear Anxiety, I know you better than I know most of my friends, 'cause you were there with me at my lowest. You were there when I didn't think that I was good enough, when I watched my whole life come undone. But now you don't have to worry. No, I promise that I'm safe. We don't need to shut this body down or try to run away. I promise we're okay. So I'll just sit here with you a while as you fade away. Until next time, 'cause this is for life. This thing you and I, we've got together. And I'll be honest, my world feels darkest when you're around, but still I try. Dear Anxiety, I love you. I hope you know that I really mean that.
You call me at a crossroads.
My other new song tried to play without me introducing it. What do you think about that song, Dear Anxiety? I just sent it to my daughter. If you listen to her episode when she was on my show, she named her anxiety. She named her Heather. And, you know, Heather's a real biatch. And she can really derail some stuff. So, I don't know. I just really liked that song. I liked the way the personification of anxiety, like, I'm here with you, you're going to be here with me for the rest of my life, but, you know, I'm also okay. I don't know, I liked it. Okay, so the last song I have to play is called If I Didn't Know You. It's by the Red Clay Strays. I love this band. They're so cool. Like, the vibe is cool. I don't know what it would be like to see them in person, but they have so many good songs. So I'm going to play If I Didn't Know You by the Red Clay Strays. And then I'm going to play Goodbye Carolina by the Marcus King Band. My husband loves that band. He's obsessed with them. And then that might be the end of the show, but we'll see. If not, I'll be back on March 5th, Cinco de Marzo. Haha. But all of my recommendations and suggestions and things I talked about today, I'll post on my socials if you missed any of it. This is Level Up with Dani, and I'm your hostess, Dani Stockham. You're listening to KOWS LP 92.5, Occidental, California, streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. Here's If I Didn't Know You by the Red Clay Strays.
You called me at a crossroads, you called me in the nick of time. On a ledge with one foot hanging, just waiting for a sign. I was down and out, running with the wrong crowd. I was walking through every wrong door. I can't imagine all the trouble I'd be if you never made me yours. If I didn't know you, I wouldn't know how to love. I wouldn't know what it feels like to be someone's only one. If I never saw your eyes, it's like I'd never see the sun. What would I do if I didn't know you? Some people never make it, try to make it on their own. And every man's just an island until a good woman calls him home. Well, you found me lost at sea, tossed and turned around. Held on through the ebb and flow, yeah, you anchored me down. And if I didn't know you, I wouldn't know how to love. I wouldn't know what it feels like to be someone's only one. And if I never seen your eyes, it's like I'd never seen the sun. What would I do if I didn't know you? Thank you.
never seen the sun, what would I do if I didn't know you? Oh, what would I do if I didn't know you?
That's a good one, isn't it? Red Clay Strays. Okay, we're going to close the show with Goodbye Carolina. Thank you for listening. I hope you make a list of your G words, and I hope gratitude is at the top, and I hope grace is at the bottom. We should have gratitude for all the blessings that we have, and we should freely offer grace to those who need it. And we all need a little grace sometimes. So here we go. This is the Marcus King Band. This is a great band. If you ever have an opportunity to go see them, Goodbye, Carolina. Hang on.
I dreamed of the day when I'd hold you in my arms again. Read you all the letters I wrote, never sent. Give you all the pieces of me, put them back together, put them back together again. Life has a way of writing your story for you, and the hero doesn't always get his girl. What if you could change the end to the novel they've been writing? Leave no resolution. So goodbye, Carolina. Searched my whole life to find her. Hate to leave you, but I hope you know where I'm going, I'll be seeing you. Hold my hand as I'm leaving. Hope my pain would be enough reason. See you on the other side of the blue red sky. Now I'm going here to take you goodbye.